Immunize Wisely on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Today is February 26, 2022. I am your host, Ingrid Castle. I'm the director of Vaccination Liberation, which is a national grassroots association dedicated to providing information on vaccinations that's often censored today, and also anything injected, frankly. You know, the TB Tyne test, we've talked about that on our website, and obviously this jab, which is not a vaccination, because we want people to make the only informed choice, which is complete avoidance and refusal. Just say no. Yeah, no more tampering with our biology. Our websites are vaccinetruth.com, vaccinetruth.net, where our exemption pages are mirrored, and our main website is vaclib.org. That's short for Vaccination Liberation. Just the first three letters of each thing, vaccination, VAC, and liberation, LIB.org. And we have we're kind of known for having a lot of great history on polio and smallpox, and having, you know, books that have been out of print for a long time. We've bought them and scanned them in. So we have history from the 1800s forward. My business website is humbleweed.net. And that's where I sell specific high-quality products to help people recover their health in this day and age of vaccines, chemicals, and microwave radiation. So that's why I call the show Immunize Wisely, which means is protect and strengthen our immune function wisely while we navigate a toxic world. We have a chat room, and I will be posting links into the chat room periodically. That chat room is hosted by Mer Bailey. Thank you for doing that, Mer. And it is Immunize Wisely. Wisely is stylized with a Z. And that's a period. And then Cha Tango, or Chat and Go, however you want to do it. chatango.com. And so I like it because I can access it. You know, if you're listening to this as a replay, you can access the chat room for links, and it's still going to be there, you know, 3 days from now and a week from now. I've been told that after a month it disappears. So, you know, you want to grab them when they're there. It's important to support this network. It's one of the few, if not the only one, that's this professional, that accepts callers, that has all the equipment together, has the whole shebang, and is supported primarily by callers. So it's important, if you value this network, that you become a regular subscriber. And you have the commercial breaks, plug that enough, but I always like to plug it because I think it's important. So before I bring on my guest, I want to go ahead and go through some news things that I feel, I mean, my gosh, the news is ramping up. People are thinking about World War III. I did take over just for one day. I had John Kaminsky on with me on the National Intel Report. That was yesterday. And we covered a lot of ground on Ukraine. But, you know, that seems to be what's on the mind of most of our hosts, too. And, you know, the RBN news feed at republicbroadcasting.org is just so up to the minute. Every now and then they have an article that I kind of raise my eyebrows about. But, yeah, there's a lot of background to this whole story. So I would encourage you to go to the news feed and actually read those articles and look at some videos. I've been seeing, watching a lot, and it's been a little bit of an obsession with me. Also, I want to mention there was a website that Dr. Dean Lloyd shared with me. It was put together by several doctors internationally. It's not just from this country, but it is in English, and it's lifeoftheblood.com. And that is what I've always taught people, that, you know, that is the barometer of your health. I mean, that was taught way back in Grecian times with the Hippocrates Oath and everything, that, you know, the purity of your blood is the barometer of your health. And so I thought that was interesting, the lifeoftheblood.com. And they started all getting microscopes and taking some of these various COVID shots and just taking a drop out of each vial and looking at it under the microscope. Oh my gosh, it's if you know people that don't believe these shots are as bad as they are, you need to go to that website and see what they have discovered of the nanotech in the shots. This is just under a microscope with one drop. So, and it's in all the shots, the J&J, you know, Moderna, you know, all of them. It's just, it's all there, Pfizer, all of it. So anyway, I wanted to also bring up that, you know, the John Durham stuff is really ramping up. There was even an article on The Hill, an opinion piece, and, you know, how, you know, John Durham did a filing to send a message to the current attorney general under Biden. And it's just pretty, it's pretty revealing. I will put that in the drop too. That was from the 22nd. We're all the way up to the 26th. But things are starting to really heat up with the John Durham investigation. Then there's the Gateway Pundit. Wow, that was incredible. How the Great Reset with these national vaccine passports have been rolled out in 21 of the 50 states, including red states, and they have a map. That's really incredible, you know, because I was looking, oh my gosh, it's like, you know, states right around us, not in our state and of Idaho, but all around us. It's not in Texas either, where RBN is, but yeah, I mean, that's nearly half the states, you know, doing the national vaccine passport thing. That's incredible. So I want to bring up that there's, you know, after we heard of all the weaponry used in the Canberra, Australia protest, you know, against all these mandates and to roll it all back, that they had directed energy weapons at the crowd. People were getting really sick from the intense levels of radiation, their burns, all these pictures. You know, the best, absolutely best website out of Australia is biotyranny.com. It covers all news worldwide pertaining to the mandates and this COVID crap. But, you know, it has a whole section because of it just on these directed energy weapons. And if they want more information, they can request it from their contact page. So go to biotyranny.com. At the top of the page, it's directed energy weapons, and it says, you know, he says, click in response to recent reports of the deployment of sonic or other forms of directed energy against freedom protesters, a selection of articles on related technologies has been uploaded to our cloud storage. It is hoped that this information will help susceptible persons recognize their unique capabilities and stay out of harm's way. So when he talks about unique capabilities, he's talking about people that have EHS, you know, electrohypersensitivity, or, you know, because we're kind of like the canaries in the coal mine. So, but yeah, it's, he's done a really good job compiling all this information, and he updates it every single week on Sundays in Australia, but it happens to hit my box just before the show. So I was really glad to see it. I want to mention that there's some really excellent analysis. I was given by John Kaminsky, a really good YouTube by Scott Ritter, as seen on Consortium News from yesterday. And I'm going to post that. I have too much other stuff to share that's just like, wow, that it's probably one of the better analysis of what's really going on in the minds of Putin and, you know, how they operate their military and stuff. So right now he's only done, he hasn't done anything to wipe out the population at all. It's all destroying these, their military capability as well as the bioweapons and pharma type facilities. So anyway, it's interesting, to say the least. We do have a Freedom Convoy. Yeah, people are all gearing up in this country. I love the message that is posted on RBN. I love what he said. It said the leader of this particular convoy, because he's not saying he's the only one. He says anyone's welcome to join, but he wanted to be really clear in the message. So he said this is messages for the President of the United States of America. Who knows who that is at this point? My name is Kyle Sefcik of the Freedom Convoy USA 2022, and our routes meet here in D.C. on March 1st in time for, I guess, Biden's State of the Union address. We are very organized and our routes are public. I even put a permit for the National Mall to be respectful. I just want to be as transparent as possible from the start so there's no confusion. We are coming peacefully and we're going to do this lawfully and constitutionally. I want the rest of the world to know our plan so that there's no twisting and lying about who and what we are. I'm coming to you as a father, a small business owner who's unaffiliated with any parties. We just want government overreach to end. On behalf of Freedom Convoy USA 2022, we are asking you to end the state of emergency, end the mandates once and for all. Sir, the world is watching us because they know that if what's happening in Canada happens to us here in the alleged land of the free, then freedom as we know it is gone. So we're leaving the choice to you. The decision is in your hands. This whole convoy, this whole assembly on the National Mall, it doesn't even have to happen. If you just end things now, we can get on with our lives. To you other convoys that plan on meeting us here, we look forward to seeing you and joining with you. We're going to do this right. We're going to do this honorably. Mr. President, we have no other motives in this mission. You see, the government, our elected officials of both parties have failed us tremendously in the last 2 years, and now it's time for us, we the people, to fix this, to end this. We're ready to get back to our lives, the ones promised and guaranteed in the United States Constitution, Bill of Rights, and the contract that you signed and swore an oath to under the one true God. This is simple, end this. Although, so that's how he ends it. Well, he swore an oath, and that would be disputed whether he did that oath under the one true God, because many people say they had a very different kind of Bible that he did his oath on. But anyway, we could go on and on with all the weird stuff going out there. But let's see. So anyway, yeah, that's really about it. We have, I'm going to work on bringing on my guest, and I'm hoping she will answer. She's lovely. And I want to thank Chance in West Virginia. He was the one who turned me on to Priscilla Romans, who is my guest. So let me go ahead and try to add her. Let's see if that works. Yeah, good. It did. Huh. Sometimes you get so many connections, and it's like, where is she in the sea of Skype people? But anyway, so Priscilla Romans started her career in 2004 as a registered nurse. She has seen many patients struggle in their healthcare journey. She made the decision to provide something beyond what the regular healthcare system does today. Today's healthcare is often very reactive and focused on disease management and leaves the patient far from knowing what is really happening. I bring my experiences of working in the hospital, outpatient, hospice, home care, and insurance industries to help advocate for those in need. So she says it is time to give control back to the healthcare consumer, and I couldn't agree more, and I've been a big fan of patient advocacy for a long time. And I was, when I saw Dr. Addis interview Priscilla Romans, I was thrilled. It's like, I've got to get her on. And the company she formed is called GraithCare.com. That's GraithCare.com. And I'll go ahead and put that in the chat room. So welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. This is great.
Oh, yeah, I'm thrilled. We have so much to go through and cover, and I'm like, well, where do we start, huh?
Yeah, there's a lot going on today. I know everybody's probably got, so many different questions on their minds about their healthcare experience because everybody experiences something different, right? And so the great thing about advocacy is that we want to meet people where they're at their point of their journey and how we can help them navigate to the next steps.
Right. And so let me tell you, I just, there's several people that I know that they're absolutely horrified at the prospect of ending up in the hospital alone, and especially right after the whole COVID stuff started, where they
Yeah.
weren't allowing anyone to visit their loved ones in nursing homes. And we found that rather horrifying. So,
Yeah.
anyway, I wanted to go ahead and, start off with that. I mean,
Yeah.
you run into situations where you're not allowed to advocate. I mean, if someone's in the hospital.
Yeah. Well, you're right. I mean, that is one of the biggest, hottest topics that we get calls from. We get texts and calls and emails all the time about somebody having a family member in a hospital and they're not able to see them because of their isolation policies. They are afraid of what the hospital is going to give them because of the hospital protocols, and they are just deathly afraid. Now, with advocacy, we don't want people to be afraid. We want people to be empowered to know what do you do in these circumstances. So we don't want people to be scared of the hospital, right? There are some things in the hospital that we do need to be able to use, but you need to know how to use it at the right time, and you need to know how to refuse. You need to know how to address the policies and protocols that maybe you don't want, right? So there's all these questions people start to get so scared about when you actually don't have to be scared. So what we do for our clients is they'll call and they'll say, okay, we had three within the last 24 hours, one out of Iowa, one out of Arizona, and the other one, I'm drawing a blank, might have been Texas. I can't remember what state, but we've served people in 32 states in this last year. So we have heard it all. We have seen the craziest of craziest things happen in these hospitals. And your listeners have probably experienced it. They're probably shaking their head, going, yes, we were isolated from our loved one for 20 days. A lot of these hospitals will just say, well, we're doing it 20 days of isolation from the date of when there was a COVID positive test. Now, we could go into lots of round of circles about what is a COVID positive test, right? Because we know that there's so many false positives. So there's a whole topic with that alone, right? But when people go to the hospital, one of the immediate things on their mind is, oh my God, I'm going to die. I'm not going to see my family anymore because they're going to isolate me. I don't know what to say. What do I do? What if the doctor tells me I need to take these things, but I don't want to do it? All we say is, let's have a plan of attack. Right? Let's get you on the oxygen that you need to be on, because usually that's why they're going to the hospital is for need of oxygen, because they didn't maybe have the right early treatment protocols in the home setting. So COVID, you can hear from all these great physicians out there, and there are great physicians out there, thank God. There are still some all over the United States. However, what's happening is people are not getting the information early enough to make critical decisions while they're at home so they can be on the right immune support, take the right amounts of some of our medications out there that have been out there. People talk about the off labels, right? Hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin. There's some other great immune support that a lot of people don't talk about, NAC, glutathione. These are all options. People need to know their options up front. How do they get it? What's the right dosing? What do they need to be asking these doctors? Some will go, well, I don't have a doctor in my community. Look, there's options. You can get these things. Do not sit there and hope and wish that you're not going to run into an issue. You need to be prepared. And even as simple as a nebulizer, some people now are like, oh, I'm so glad I have a nebulizer in my house, right? Because right. It's $30 to get a nebulizer. People go, I can't afford it. No, you can't afford this. Trust me.
Right.
There are things that you need to do at home. Now, in the hospital, you can fire a doctor. People go, I remember one story. There was a sweet lady. The doctor was terrible, okay? Every single day, kept coming in a room. Ma'am, you're not doing well. We're probably going to have to put you on the ventilator. We need to give you this medication. And she just could not. She was exhausted. She was alone. She was in her room by herself. And she was just getting stressed out because of the amount of pressure. The next doctor would come in and repeat the same story. Well, they got an advocate. And said, well, what's going on? What's your greatest worry and concern? She goes, yeah. I don't want to die. She goes, but they keep telling me I need to take this remdesivir and I need to do these other things, but I just don't want to. What can I do? I said, well, first of all, you can refuse. All you have to do is say, no, thank you. And follow up with that and make sure it's documented on the chart. If it's not documented, it didn't happen. It's very important in the medical world that it's documented that you refused it. And you've got to, you know, you've got to really follow through and make sure they actually do it, right? And they can document it right there in the room. Refuse remdesivir. Now, some people go, well, I don't like my doctor. They're putting too much pressure on me. Okay, well, fire them. You don't have to have that doctor. They go, I can fire them? Yeah. Go to the website of the hospital. Look up all the patient rights there are. Read it. It's there. You have the right to have a physician that is going to have care and compassion for you. Now, there are some of these hospitals, I don't think that have any care and compassion left because we've heard it. We have even had hospitals where they have literally told, you know, the wife, look, well, there's nothing else to do for your husband, so we're going to remove the ventilator. Just flat out remove the ventilator without her even making the medical decision. The hospital decided, right? That's a concern. And right. that's why it's important to have, who's your healthcare power of attorney? You have the right to refuse, and you also have the right to get other action involved if you are being pressured to do something that you do not want to do. There is medical freedom out there. Some options are harder than others to do, but you need to be empowered as to what do you want for your healthcare, where are you going to go get it. You have an action plan. You have a healthcare power of attorney. These are things that your audience can do right from their home and start getting a game plan together. And in the event that they're afraid and they really don't know what to do, you call GreedCare. It's an easy text. All you have to do, write down 469-864-7149. 469-864-7149. You can call it. Or you can text it. All you have to do is say, I need an advocate. Here's my problem. We'll get you an advocate. And we will match you with an advocate that is specific to your need. So we've got some critical care advocates that will be fit to the hospital clients that we have. We have advocates that are really good with holistic alternative options, pediatrics, adult care, senior care, rehab. What are the questions that your audience has? Those are the things that we need to get addressed. And then we empower them with the information, and then they can go make things happen.
Yeah. Well, for one, we have a chat room. And I'm just going to mention that again. It's immunizewisely.chatandgo.com. And we're going to be putting that phone number there. The website is there. Graith Care. I always want to say Gaither Care, but it's Graith, GRAITH care.com. For one, I'm really curious. I told you I'd ask you on the show, where did that name come from?
Yeah, so Graith, so we launched March of 2020, okay, at the height of this crazy COVID craziness, right? That's like probably not a great month to launch. But it was on my heart for months and months before that. And I've been doing advocacy for years as a nurse. And my husband, he's so kindly, it's actually today is our 17-year wedding anniversary. And he said, you know what, you need to go do this. I support you. I'm going to help you figure out a name because I'm not that creative. But he actually found the name Graith. And Graith comes, it means to prepare. But even better, it put in our two girls' names, Grace and Faith, and we put it together in one. And so we really want to prepare people, but of course it's, you know, we it's a family business. I'm a small business owner, and I literally have walked away from my own corporate job to do this full time. And now I have brought on many, many advocates because we are getting daily calls, daily texts, and we have clients that will just hire us just to have this in their back pocket. So we have some people that will literally just hire an advocate just so we have an established plan. In the case of something happens, they know exactly who their advocate is and who they can call and who's going to be there to help them in their mm-hmm. need. So it's like a membership. I kind of explain it like, look, it's the best gym membership that you could probably ever have. You actually don't even have to go to a gym. You can do this from your own living room and have an advocate with membership. So we do, it is based off of time with a service. So some people say, I just want an hour. Or, I want 2 hours. Some people say, you know what? I want to do the 4-hour bundle. And what we do is they use that time as they have needs, right? So some over the last year, we get calls and say, I'm not feeling very good. Do you think this is COVID? What do you think I should do? My traditional doctor doesn't want to prescribe me this. Who can I go get that other alternative medication? We'll say, oh, yeah, we can. Yeah, let's navigate that for you. Let's find a solution. Right. So people love having an advocate that understands the healthcare system. Right. Like we are mm-hmm. professionals. Most of us have backgrounds as an RN. Some of us have physical therapy backgrounds. Pharmaceutical backgrounds. These are the people that you want to be able to help you because we know the system. Exactly. So it's kind of fun when you can find like really good deals on things and you're like, wait a minute, you don't need to go that way to get that done. Like, why are you doing it that way? This is a cheaper way. Get it done this way. So we just love options and we love to help our clients get the best healthcare that they really do deserve.
Right, because we're hearing so many horror stories. You've got to have an advocate. And I, you know, most of our listeners, frankly, are in my age group. We're the baby boomers, you know. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the men haven't taken that good care of themselves. I know for a fact. And, you know, it's just you hit to be 60s and you're just not as spry as you used to be. And yeah, we're coming up on a commercial break. So we'll continue on the other side because I have a lot of questions, and then we will open it up to callers during the second hour.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process. How we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
A
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Welcome back. My guest is Priscilla Romans, and she's with Grace Care. You can, I did put in the chat, but it's GRAITHcare.com. And the phone number, rather than repeat it, just access the chat room. I put all that stuff there. And if you don't have the internet, then you can, you know, you can certainly call me and I'll give you the number. But I understand you guys are in 27, you have clients in 27 states, is that right?
Well, no, we can actually serve patients from any states, but over this last year, we have helped somebody in 33 states. Now, you got to remember, I just launched this March of 2020. It was just me doing this, and I actually started it while I was working my corporate job, and then I decided actually in February of 2021, a year ago, I resigned from my corporate job and I decided, wow, people really do need this way more. And I started to bring on other advocates that were like me because I could no longer handle all the calls and needs myself. So I found other great advocates just like me. And we are, just for your listeners, if they do know of a great nurse background that has a heart for advocacy, specifically in the critical care hospital background, we are growing where we do look for other great backgrounds like this. The criteria really is you've got to know your business, because when you go to help these people in these very, very critical situations that are on the ventilators, in ICUs, in emergency rooms, you have got to know your stuff. And so we do look for those people to bring on board. So, yeah, we've served people in 33 states from coast to coast. I mean, I couldn't even believe it when I was like, oh, Washington. Oh, my goodness. New York, Texas, California, Pennsylvania, Maine. I mean, you just, my mind just, I thought, you know what? But the one thing that I hear out of all of them that's the same is they are so frustrated and sick of the corporate healthcare system that is telling them what to do and not giving them all their options. How frustrating is that, you know? And and people don't even know the real cost of healthcare, right? It's such a bloated healthcare system where people are paying ridiculous costs for a premium insurance that doesn't do anything. It tells them where to go, what they can only get done, right? And they're still sick. Like who? Like we don't. We need to stop getting out of the mindset that somebody has to always be sick. You know, you can be healthy.
Well, this is what my mother called the disease scare system.
Yeah,
that's what we have. You know, but the publisher, they had an editor that totally screwed up. It called the diseases care. And no, she was creating a new word, disease scare. Because that's the whole thing. They're trying to frighten you to death.
Yeah.
You know, to take their nostrums and do their surgeries and all this stuff. Everything that ratchets the bill up higher and higher.
Oh, fear. Fear.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just fear them a little bit. Let's scare them a little bit more. And then while we're at it, let's throw an antipsychotic medication, Seroquel. Let's throw some, you know, all these narcotics at people, right? And it masks it. I'm not saying those meds are all bad. Maybe they're needed for a certain situation. But what I'm saying is the typical response of most traditional physicians out there is let's throw a pharmaceutical at it, right? And then what happens is they're ignoring the root cause of the problem. Then we have a dependency issue on their narcotic. Right?
That's right.
So we've got to start thinking differently. So we help people through advocacy so they don't feel so alone. Sometimes people just don't even know the right questions to ask.
So let's just say I'm going to sign up and I want the 4-hour bundle. And so I get some time with someone because they have to interview me, you know, where I'm coming from, where I'm at. And they're going to certainly, you have a roster of questions that you would ask each person so you know where they're coming from. And what about, you know, health history? I mean, do you want to know their health history if they're signing up? So you're getting all that.
Yeah.
And their primary physician if they have one.
And if they want a new one, we have a lot of people call and they want a new doctor. They are looking for other doctors who are actually going to start talking about root cause, because they are sick and tired of the same way.
Okay, so then, you know, the MDs generally are worried about losing their licenses. And there are, you know, of course, there's some bold ones that speak out regardless. And we've certainly seen that with,
Simone Gold, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, in her group, and, you know, Ryan Cole in Idaho, he's one of the famous doctors. And so we see these people that are actually having their license threatened. Do you recommend naturopaths?
Yeah. I mean, we recommend adjusting to what the person's looking for. Not everybody's looking for an adjustment. Maybe we need to work with their doctor that they're currently with to try to help with that relationship, because it's a relationship with their doctor. But if the doctor's just coming in and spending maybe 5 minutes with you, and you just were in there 6 months ago talking about the same thing, you need to start asking yourself, is this the right doctor for me? And yet there are some doctors that are being pressured for their license right now. But I'm going to say that those doctors, I'm thankful for these doctors standing up, because there is something called do no harm. And they know that what they're trying to fight for people in need and find these other alternatives and talk about, you know what, that you do have an option. You don't have to do that, right? Such as the vaccine. That's always a big question, right? Well, do we go get the mRNA? Okay, well, that's your choice, but do you know what's the goal of that, right? And do you know the side effects? Do you know the VAERS information? And some people don't even know that information. So we want to connect the dots. Some doctors are starting to talk about it because the patients are going back to their office and saying, I went and got it. Now I'm sick. Now what do I do, doctor? You told me to go get it because I was at risk. And now I've got all these side effects. Now, there's going to be two ways. The doctor's either going to say, okay, let's address your problem, right? And let's focus on it. Or what we're also seeing is they'll go, oh, no, it couldn't be related at all. No, no, no. And it's like complete denial that they could even have a side effect from an experimental mRNA, right? I mean, we don't even know everything that's in these lots. That's concerning because people are starting to have immune system issues. And that is extremely concerning because now we have to figure out how do we mitigate those issues. Okay, now we need to find a doctor that's actually going to address the issues. And and this is happening in all age groups that have gone to get this. And we recommend really people going back to the basics, right? That, you know, how grandma or your mom talked about, you know, get some chicken soup, take your vitamin C. We have doctors that literally, no joke, will literally laugh at the idea of somebody asking for vitamin C in the hospital. They just laugh. They laugh and they go, you really think that's going to do anything for them? Well, yeah, I do.
Because it's worked for a long time.
It's worked for a long time. And now if they give a pathetic dose, no, it's not going to work. That's why dosing is important, right? That's why you go with the recommended doses that are going to do something for you. If you're going to take something, you better take it in the right dose. And you better take it with the right consistency as well. So really important that you have all those pieces of the puzzle connected. So if we did a four-hour bundle for you, what we would do is I would go and say, look, what is your greatest worry and concern right now? We don't want to focus on things that aren't important to you. We want to focus on what you need. Okay. And maybe you don't have a lot of needs right now, but maybe you've got some worries about maybe some family history, right? Or you have a relative you're worried about. Sometimes we have kids that call and say, look, my mom, this is what's going on. I'm afraid she doesn't want to talk about it, but is there anything I can get for information so that way I can help her when she's ready to talk about it, right? I mean, nobody wants their loved one to be sick. So a lot of this is about that critical information and those pieces of the puzzle that, you know, the doctor in the office doesn't have time to really go through, like back in the olden days. If you go to Google and Google, like, your issue, I'm just going to tell you the worst thing is going to come up on top. So stop Googling for your diagnosis that you think you have, because it's probably going to give you the worst diagnosis, confuse you, and there are algorithms out there. So you need to be very careful to not scare yourself. You really need to talk with somebody that actually understands what's going on and how to connect those pieces of the puzzle for you.
Okay, so, you know, I want to know exactly, a lot of this is you know, basically telehealth. You know, you can do stuff on the phone. But if I am in Idaho here and I need an advocate because the hospital is, I mean, it kills people. They call it Kootenai Kill, even though they changed it from Kootenai Medical Center to, this is the hospital, to Kootenai Health. But we know how they're blatantly killing people. And this is just in the, you know, where I live in this county, where I moved to, actually. So there's no way I would go to this hospital, and especially ICU, because they killed my husband there, you know. And I mean, I'm just saying, you know, it'd be maybe a nervous wreck to even go there without someone. I mean, physically.
Yeah.
Physically. So what would you suggest then?
Yeah, well, we do face-to-face, okay? So we have, because our advocates are all across the states. For example, I'm in the Dallas area personally. That's my home and the headquarters for Great Care. But we have clients that specifically want us to actually do face-to-faces, right? We go to the hospital, we go to their home, we go to the nursing home, we go to the assisted living, we go to the independent village, any of those type of settings we can go to. So we do have that as an option. Especially our seniors really prefer face-to-face connection. It really does help them. And there's just something about it, because virtual stuff can kind of freak people out. But the general concept is that we're able to handle these things right over the phone. We get embedded with the the patient, if they're able to still speak on the phone, or with the power of attorney or with the next of kin, and we work a game plan, right? I call it a hostage situation in some of these hospitals, and it sounds like the one that it's in your community may be one of those, because there are literally some hospitals that they are like, it's like you're negotiating with terrorists. Some of your listeners might be like, well, that sounds dramatic. Well, I'll just tell you, literally, we had one in Illinois up close to Chicago, and the nurse, we will call her Nurse Ratched because that's what she was. She literally told me over the phone, because I was helping this client, and I had her two kids on the phone, her husband, and she was in the hospital bed, and the nurse was in there. The nurse goes, "You are not going home." And I said, "Oh, ma'am, she is definitely going home. We're getting her all set up, and we're going to get that discharge planner, and here's some of the things that we need to put in so we can talk to the doctor." She goes, "She can't go home. She's on too much oxygen." And I said, "Oh, no, no, she can go home with the oxygen. And that's what we're going to do. She's not going to be weaned off oxygen." She goes, "Well, how do you know that?" "Well, ma'am, this is just what we're going to do." Like, Nurse Ratched just was beyond herself for somebody like actually understanding the system. And she was a special one because she didn't even want to tell the patient the results of the CAT scan that she just had the day before for a potential blood clot, right? So some of these people are just so divisive, and they're just, they don't have that love and compassion. I have no clue.
Well, okay. Well, this is another thing. There's medical power of attorney. I mean, don't you want to see medical records? So do you navigate that? Because they'll do the HIPAA thing if they don't want to divulge stuff. So how do you navigate that?
Well, that's why we work directly with the patient and the primary care, right? Usually they, you know, I would tell all your listeners, remember, if you do go into the hospital, what you do need to sign up for is for MyChart or Patient Portal. So you would go to the hospital website. You'll see either MyChart or Patient Portal. You click it and you set up your own login, right? Mm-hmm. Right there, you're going to have access to progress notes that the doctor writes when they come to do their visit. So the hospitalist, infectious disease doctor, the pulmonary doctor, all of their notes go in. Okay, so you're going to see what they're doing. Now, I will tell you this, that some of these hospitals are very lazy, and they'll template the same note over with just a few extra little things in it. It's just because they've gotten really lazy. So some of the notes are like the same as the day before. But generally, they'll put in some stuff that is like what's actually happening for today's information. And then you're also going to be able to access your labs and any diagnostics.
So this is for a patient that has cognizant and not, you know, I mean, if someone's on life support or something,
this is
or
for
the family.
Yeah, the family can go and do this and get it all set up. And they should, because here's the thing. We have one hospital, one didn't have any access. And it's very unusual if a hospital doesn't have a patient portal. Okay. Because they all went up years ago, in these big accountable care organization where they were all saying everybody needs to be on an electronic medical record, right? So most hospitals have a patient portal, right? But what's happening is if the loved one is being isolated from their family to even come and do a visit, they've got to be able to get information. Some of these hospitals will not even answer the phone at the nurse's station. Nobody picks up. The phone will ring and ring and ring, and they'll call and say, we don't even know what's happening to our loved one. They're not answering their cell phone anywhere. We don't know if they've been put on the ventilator. We don't know what's going on because the nurse's station, nobody's picking up. Well, guess what? There is ways to finding somebody to answer the phone. Now, you might have to go through some extra channels, and that's why you have an advocate. But if you have access to the patient portal, you're able to log in and see what's the daily activity. You need to start knowing some of these questions, how to answer them.
Yep, good, good. I'm glad to hear that one, the patient portal. Okay, thank you so much, Priscilla Romans on Nice Wise. Thank you.
you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, welcome back. Welcome back. Priscilla, I have to address this. It seems to me I was blocked to do anything until I had medical power of attorney officially with anyone I was advocating for, whether it was my husband or my parents. How do you get around not actually having that, you know?
Well, it does make it really tough, and that's why we want people to start doing the healthcare power of attorney or medical power of attorney much earlier. Even if, you know, they're 30, 40 years old, you need to determine who's your primary person that you want them to speak for you when you're not able to speak for yourself, and then have a secondary person a part of that. But when you don't have that in place, which there happens a lot, we have to try to, usually it goes to the next of kin in the hospitals is typically how they do it, because they need somebody to be able to make the decisions. Sometimes it ends up having to go through the court system as well. That's really unfortunate when that happens. But there are some family dynamics out there that sometimes they have to go do that, right? Because maybe one relative is wanting this, but another one's wanting this, and there's a dispute. And, there's nothing easy about a healthcare crisis, you know, in the midst of that, too. But yes, healthcare power of attorney, people really, there are so many different ways of going to get this done. You do not need to go to an attorney to get that done. A lot of people think they have to go to an attorney to get a healthcare power of attorney. They don't have to do that. You can go get your state form. Make sure it's your state form. Get it online. You fill it out and have a notary witness it.
Super. That's cheap. Right. It's very easy. I did it for both my parents. It's essential to me. Once they realized I had that, these doctors would back down. I mean, they would want to always get my parents on drugs. We're an anti-drug family. But once I got the diagnosis, it was like, thank you. I appreciate that. We'll take care of it, you know, through diet and supplements. Thank you.
Good. You know? That's really good. Now, something with the hospital, I want to make sure you and your listeners, because it sounds like the hospital where you're at probably isn't the right place to go to. But let's just say you have
actually
to go there.
About all the hospitals in this area are bad.
Oh, no. Okay, well, I'm sure you have a good game plan at home. But if you didn't, and your listeners, if they don't, there is an acronym that I want to give them. And we like these because Glenn, one of my advocates, he's fantastic. He actually put this together because we wanted people to remember some of the things that they need to make sure they know before they go into the hospital or while they're in the hospital. So we call it the VIPER, okay? So it's V as in Victor, I as in igloo, P as in Paul, E as in elephant, R as in rabbit, R as in rabbit, okay? So it's VIPERR. V stands for no vaccine, okay? Basically what this is meaning is that...
I told you, it goes really fast.
It goes fast.
So we're going to be at the second hour. We will take callers, but let's go through this first.
Yes. So
we're at the end.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.